Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
So I stumbled across something I've never heard of yesterday, and so
we got the wildest text message.
Yeah, I got a text message to the show, and I said I'm going to tell you about something, and I'm not going to tell you what it is because I don't want you to look it up ahead of time.
And I didn't.
And there's all kinds of naughty terms that you can find on the Urban Dictionary, things like we've mentioned before, like the hot Carl and Dirty Sanchez, and it's, you know, some of these are disputed as to if they really exist or not. They're just something somebody made up that sounds outrageous. This is legitimate.
This is legitimate.
This is something people actually do.
It's called, and I just love the name of this, it's called figging.
Figging. Yeah. Okay, so figging, and has kind of a benign name. We think of the fig.
Right, exactly.
Right. You fig know, leaf.
Fig Newtons.
Fig Newtons, which I love.
They're good. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's absolutely where my mind went.
You can get, you know, candied figs and stuff like that.
James Bond always has figs for breakfast.
That's not what this is.
All right.
Figging is a form of sensation play that was once a form of animal cruelty, but has since been adopted as a human kink. Despite its name, no actual figs are used in the process of figging at all. And I'll explain the origin of the name as well, because that's quite intriguing, too.
All right.
The classic, and I will. So Bill doesn't have a heart attack. I will dance around.
I guarantee you, he's trembling right now.
I will dance around.
I don't like this.
The classic definition of figging, if you will, involves placing a piece of raw peeled ginger into someone's backside. Though this has since been expanded to include other orifices.
Ginger.
It's ginger.
And why
it's,
ginger?
It's also called gingering, okay? But the long-standing name is figging. And the reason ginger, Casey, is because it creates a warm, tingling, or burning sensation that some people find erotic, intense, humiliating, or painful in an exciting way. If the ginger is intended for the backside... and I guess you call a ginger root a finger. I guess that's because that's the way it's referred to in here. You take a finger of ginger and peel it.
Is that the usually the because when I've had ginger in like a health drink, it blows out your sinuses.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm.
It's real. It's sometimes too much to take.
It's got a very powerful.
That's orally, yeah,
and it's very pungent as well. But yeah, Steve, if you eat it, you can not unlike horseradish.
Oh my God,
like that.
Yeah, especially if okay. They put too much in.
So this you're sticking in your butt.
Okay.
So it and what they do is you take a finger of ginger. It's peeled and carved into a tapered point with a wider flange at the end so it doesn't get lost in there.
Okay.
Though ginger is the most common foodstuff for figging.
What's wrong with people?
You can also use anything that gets you hot. Hot peppers, cinnamon, garlic, pepper, Tabasco sauce, peppermint oil can also be used depending on your pain tolerance and how well stocked your pantry is.
And this all falls under the name figging.
Figging. And I'll explain where that term came from.
Okay, and so the desired result is sort of a kink, an S&M-ish kind of so hurts so good.
You either like that sensation or you like the pain that it brings you. So
I think I'm more a Marianne.
So you might find it pleasurable or painful, but if you like pain, then that's your thing.
Wow.
Dusting a person's nether bits with ground ginger powder has also been described as figging.
Okay. It's going to be really hard to have my juice drink.
Okay, so
knowing that it's applied this way.
Why is it called figging? All right, well, the term fig likely comes from, and it's spelled F-E-A-G-U-E, figue maybe, or fague, I'm not 100% sure, which involves the practice, and listen to this, is legitimately done, putting ginger or another irritant like live eels in a horse's butt.
What?
Okay.
Why would you do that?
To make it carry its tail higher and make it appear more spirited. According to the Dictionary of the Vulgar Tongue, written in 1811 by Francis Gross.
Yeah, perfect name.
To fig a horse, to put ginger up a horse's fundament and formally, as it is said, a live eel to make him lively and carry his tail well. Feig is used figuratively for encouraging or spiriting one up. It can also mean to decorate or improve in appearance throughout artificial means.
Why not just play Katrina and the Waves?
They used to do that, dude. They used to shove ginger and live eels in horses' butts.
To make them appear more peppy and lively?
Yeah, if they were showing them. You know, if they were right. Show horses and they would hold their tail up.
How about a carrot?
Because they got an eel in their ass.
Oh, my God.
So
would they ask, is this horse genuinely excited or is there an eel up its butt?
Right.
I mean, ginger roots aren't that big, right? Like the little finger.
You try one out?
Well, I have some in my fridge right now. Is
right.
What? Not that I'm going to try it.
Nobody's going to get frisky tonight.
No, I've been cooking and trying to use it up because I bought this huge
ginger
root.
Well, now you have
root.
An option. Yeah.
No. Some of them are big. Some of them can twist in weird shapes and stuff like that.
They look weird.
You've already seen the ones that are for, you know, for the consumer to purchase. Yeah, here you go. Here's a picture of like a full ginger
oh
root.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah, I guess they kind of like start to curl up a lot.
Yeah, and I guess that's why they call them fingers, because they kind of take on the shape of a hand a little
bit. It does look like an arthritic hand.
Who's Nick, did you find fingering on Wikipedia? Or finger.
Well, yep. That and gingering.
Wishful thinking.
In a moment, look up fingering on Wikipedia.
Faging or feeging this is a historical practice. And like you said, it was to make the horses have their tails up, and so it was for show, and apparently it worked.
Okay.
That's nauseating.
Yeah. So here you go. So the question in this article says, why do people like to stick ginger there? Popular, unsubstantiated lore claims that Victorians used figging to punish wayward students, but this is Victorians we're talking about, so if they did practice figging, they may have also been doing it for its kinkiness. Today, people do it because they like to feel the burn. Everybody is different. Whereas some might find the sensation of ginger unbearable,
yes.
Others find it fairly benign and tingly, like a mouthwash for one's colon.
So tingly. Do they claim, or is there any aspect of this that is medicinal?
No.
Okay. Just kinky stuff.
Yep. So others don't like it, but that's the entire point, especially when one is a masochist or doing an erotic power exchange with a sadist or dominant.
How does this ever cross someone's mind to apply it this way? Knowing what I know of just having like an overly large piece of fig in a drink, ginger, man, it lifts your head off.
The buildup is slow, apparently, as the ginger oils mingle with the delicate tissues in that region. The recipient will feel a warmth, then a tingling, then more and more of a burning sensation.
The saber dance.
To increase the intensity, the figgy can clench their butt muscles, and figures can strengthen the ginger's potency by fermenting it if they want to as well.
Oh, because it's not good enough.
Yeah.
You got to get a little extra kick to it.
Yep, exactly.
This is one of the most revolting things I've ever heard.
Yeah, I thought you guys would find it interesting.
Yeah.
Figging.
So, and a common practice now?
I don't know how common, but
okay.
It's known in kink communities.
Common enough to show up on Wikipedia and Urban Dictionary.
Okay.
You know, there's enough of a history and evidence of it that this exists.
It's also in 50 Shades of Grey.
Is it?
The internet just taught me that it's not called figging, but I don't even think I can read this.
They use ginger?
But peeled ginger root.
Okay.
Inserted is all I can read.
No kidding. In 50 Shades of Grey, the movie or the book?
I think it's in the book.
Okay. I didn't see it in the movie.
Yeah.
So it's probably not used, but yeah, so she can clench.
So they said that the most likely snafu in this article would be not making the base wide enough.
No, that's an old...
And then you lose your ginger.
That's obvious. Yeah. You don't want to lose your ginger.
You do need to make sure that the ginger in question is smooth with no rough patches or edges on it, because there could
be... We're not barbarians.
Abrasions.
That must be where that term, don't lose your ginger, comes from.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Let me go...
I don't want to lose my ginger, but this is some crazy stuff.
I'm going to go to Katie. She works with horses.
Oh, she's boy.
Familiar with this. Hi, Katie. Good morning.
Dilly Velotti.
Dilly Velotti.
Hey, so hey, figging, you've heard of the term, Katie?
Yes, I have, unfortunately.
Is it still used today?
You know, it's not supposed to be. I mean, they've really cracked down on a lot of the practices with the horses. But there are several breeds of show horses that are, One of the things we're looking for is they're supposed to be very animated, and they have a high tail carriage.
Okay.
So they had found all kinds of creative, let's call it, ways of trying to get a horse to react that way, and gingering is one of them, or figging.
Well, it's animal cruelty, isn't it?
It's actually quite terrible. I mean, there's a laundry list of things that, you know, other things that they do, and they've definitely cracked down on it because it's really quite barbaric. I did hear that when it originated, it was if there was like a sick horse that wasn't acting right, they would try to do that to try to liven it up, which seems just as barbaric, I guess.
Thankfully, it's made its way into the human bedroom. So, it made that obvious port.
You know, and maybe that's where the whips and all those, the chaff.
Yes.
Maybe it all came together, you know?
Exactly.
Katie, I used to hear that Tennessee Walkers, they would use horseshoes that were weighted in lead.
So they still do that. Yeah,
okay.
And they would put, all kinds of caustic materials underneath the pad and then put the shoe on so that it felt like kind of burning so that the horses would, lift their feet real high and, chains around the ankles and all kinds of stuff.
How perused or how overseen is all of this stuff to make sure these animals aren't being hurt and tortured this way?
When they're in the public eye, when they're at the horse shows and when they're in the public eye, it is monitored. But unfortunately, like with people and behind closed doors, it's really tough to monitor.
Katie, right. in the movie Crimson Tide, Gene Hackman talks about putting hot pokers up horses in order to get them to do what they want. I think it's the Lippen's Honors. Is that right?
He says cattle prod.
The ones that jump up and they do all kinds of fancy tricks up in the air. It's called Airs Above Ground.
Does that practice exist?
They still do all of those movements and tricks in those breeds. But as far as the really good people are good about using classic techniques versus barbaric techniques.
No, I'm sorry. The only place for that is with you and your dom. That's it.
Yep, that's it.
That's where it belongs, between two consenting adults with a lot of ginger and a cattle prod.
Yeah, consent, I think, is important.
Katie, had you heard the thing about live eels before?
No, I had not heard that one.
It goes back a ways. But
that's just sick, Preston.
Yeah.
The ginger is where it should stop. The live eels.
I mean, it's animal cruelty to the eel as well, if you want to take it.
Yeah, I'm sure eel goes, I'll go.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm okay, yeah. Send me in. I'll do it. Just to spend a weekend in a horse's ass, I'm down with that.
All right, thanks, Katie.
Oh, my God. People are just effed up.
I've never liked the idea of the tingly burning sensation, because they sell all kinds of oils and things like that. That are not necessarily meant for internal use, well, not for the male anyway, but for, assisting you. I remember in my 20s trying that stuff out. I'm like, no, this is, I don't like that.
Preston,
I do not like how that feels.
So years and years ago, maybe when we first started at Y100, one of the sex shops or whatever brought in a whole bunch of stuff. I'm like, I remember going back with my wife and this is a motion lotion. It smells like lavender. If I had dipped my junk into molten lava, it would have, it burned so badly. I really was, I was contemplating, am I going to have to go to the emergency room? Because I'm washing it, the oil was not dissipating.
Wow.
And then eventually it just started to calm down. But it was horrific.
Yeah, you can't.
Who likes that?
You can't wash that type of stuff off.
Because it has an oil base to it.
Yeah, it sinks into your skin.
Yes!
And you're done there. And
who likes that?
And waving it, trying to fan it off, only makes it worse.
Here, spit on this.
Hang on a second. So I'm going to Bruce because Bruce says there's a seminar on figging coming up.
Oh, when?
In the near future. Hey, Bruce, how you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So, Bruce, are you in the kind of kink community?
No, I just follow Facebook a lot.
Same thing. Facebook, kink community.
All right. What have you seen?
So there's a place on South Street. I think it's called Sexporium or something.
Yes.
Like that. They were actually advertising. They're doing a class on figging in the next couple of weeks.
No kidding. A full-on class. Okay.
So can you get certified? Is it like getting your scuba?
That's a good question.
I think it's just like an introduction on how to do it.
An introduction to figging.
Here, take this and stick it up your... Yeah, okay.
This, you're...
Thank you, Bruce.
It's just a one diagram, Preston. Yeah. It's a fig, a human ass, and then fire. Yeah. And oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
You know what, though? We should send a correspondent to go to that class.
Well, we have Devin on the line who knows a thing or two about this. Hey, Devin, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Devin. So let me ask you the same question. Do you just follow Facebook or are you in the kink community?
So I am actually part of the Philly's local kink community.
Okay. All right. And so... This the kink, or I mean not the kink thing, the figging. This is old hat to you. You know all about this?
Yeah. So originally, I had no idea what the hell anyone was talking about when they said figging. I thought they were talking about literal fig.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it wasn't until I met somebody that was a part of the Spanko community.
What is that?
The Spanko.
Oh, Spanko community. The famous clown.
Yeah.
Spanko. Okay.
Which introduced me to the figging, as far as doing it for kinky purposes.
Wow.
And you guys are, I wanted to call in because you guys are completely correct as far as like how it's used in that term. You literally just carve it down like you're whittling a piece of wood.
Yeah, I'll never think of Jed Clampett the same way.
Yeah, you shape it into a plug, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And you can use it.
Yeah, we have to be
delicate.
Yeah. Delicate on sticking things in things.
Yes, yeah.
Just to let you know.
Yes, yes, sorry. Okay.
So we get the general picture. Have you yourself experienced this, Devin?
I have not, but I have been the one assisting with putting it places.
You have been the administrator.
The administrator, yes, yes.
All right, so... and was the reaction of the recipient, describe that. Was it agony? Was it ecstasy? Was it both?
It was probably a little bit of both. It was different for everybody. Some people wanted to take, didn't like it. It was, burning too much. Some people were really into it.
Oh, my God.
But it, just like you were saying, the minute it comes into contact with, like, your skin, the oils do start releasing and mixing, and anytime you clench, more oil is released, so it...
Well, let me ask you something. As I observed with the motion lotion from years ago that I had, once these oils are released, if you decide it's too much, there's no way to make it dissipate immediately. You've got to just sort of ride it out. You got to ride that...
Yes,
fig.
You do. You gotta ride that wave out.
It's like taking acid, man.
Yeah, that's it.
Hang on.
So I think the most I would probably do instead of figging, Cool Whipping would be good for me. Nice refrigerated artificial whipped cream is about as... Because this just seems nothing but agony.
Yeah, I personally would never do that. Only because I've seen how people react to it. And also I cook with ginger, and I know what it feels like to get into just like a little baby paper cut.
It's just a bad memory. Will things start to circulate? Will it be trendy things that you start to see appear? And I mean, in the world that you live in, is it like, hey, here's a new thing?
Yeah, definitely. Once myself and a couple friends figured out how to do it, it definitely trended for a while. And there was, the more people heard of it, the more we were trying it out.
Wow.
It definitely trended. It's not something that's super common, I would say, but it definitely was an excitable discovery.
Hey, Devin, have you heard of people using, because in this article I read, some people will use things that are definitely have a bit more kick to them than ginger, like peppers and stuff like that.
Oh, yes. I have heard of, there is also a thing called wasabi play that I've heard
wasabi
of.
Wasabi?
That's got to be worse than ginger.
My God.
Oh, ginger doesn't seem so bad now.
Right.
Oh, yeah. It gets much worse than ginger. I've seen wasabi. I've seen capsaicin used as well.
That's essentially the heat oil from peppers.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
People have to go to the hospital.
How soon before you're sitting on an oil rig fire?
Hey, Devin, are you more sub or dom in your exploits?
I'm what people would probably describe as being switchy.
Switchy.
Depends on the person. Yeah, it depends on the person I'm interacting with.
Okay, interesting. It is. It's for you, it's your lifestyle, and that's totally cool. But for those who people who don't practice it, it's kind of fascinating.
It is fascinating, yeah.
Devin,
in a bizarre produce kind of way.
Devin, do you use social media to find like-minded individuals?
Yeah, I do. Twitter is a big place. As you can see, like if I've responded to you guys on Twitter. I find a lot of like-minded individuals there. And there's other social media avenues. I know Facebook is a big one, too. I'm not a part of that myself. But, yeah, social media plays a big role in
it. Okay. Do you want to give out your Twitter handle?
I will not, but you guys are following me.
So okay. All right, cool. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Get all our ginger from you.
Thank you, Devin. Yeah, yeah. We appreciate the info. It was very cool.
Problem, guys. You rock.
All right, take care. We'll see you later. Wow.
Sounds very sweet.
And a lot of people in that community actually are.
Hey, I'm going to set you on fire.
I'm going to go to Brandon because he's got a tip for getting oils that might get into your skin.
Please.
And getting that off you. Hey, Brandon, what's up, buddy?
What's up, guys? You guys rock.
Thank you, man. All right, so is this your thing, figging, or is this totally separate? Okay.
No. I had an experience with capsaicin and some, it was very hard to remove, but
yeah,
if you scrub very, very hard with Dawn dish soap,
yep,
you can get it out.
I thought you were going to say Brillo. Yeah, because that's they use on the Dawn is what they use on the ducks that get into oil spills.
Yep. Right.
So if it's good enough for a duck, it's good enough for your dung.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Wow.
There you go. Good tip. Thanks,
man.
Oh, my
God. What a...
Appreciate it, buddy.
Conversations like this make you realize just how provincial and how boring we must be.
The word I was looking for.
I like cuddling and pitch and woo.
Uh-huh.
Rarely does the ginger come out.
Well, I found the list of seminars from Sexplorium at Passionelle Toys on South Street. They have Rope Bondage 101 on the 10th.
Oh, Passionelle. We used to know Kari over there. Remember her?
That's right.
Yeah, she has a lot of kink stuff.
Solo Flights of Fantasy. Pleasure Meditation. Kinky Poly Brunch.
Tax Preparation.
It's not just about rope.
Okay.
Not with an K.
They're
funny.
Dipped and Doused. I can't read the rest. I don't think I can read the rest of the description of this one.
Okay.
No, you can't.
Well, your info's right there if you need it.
But Preston, one of the band stories that you have back in the day involving a lot of liquid from a particular female friend.
Yes.
Oh, that's the Captain and Tennille lecture.
Yeah, that's that one. I'll talk at... at the Sexplatorium.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a special guest speaker. You perhaps listen to him on the radio. And he has some advice on what kind of slicker you might want to wear.
Yeah. Yep.
It's $10 a head.
Oh,
if you want
good.
To join us for that.
Hey, by the way, I'll be signing autographs after.
All right. Hey, I saw another thing. Speaking of oil absorbing into the skin, and I wish Kathy was here for this because...
I'm still reeling from the first part of this conversation.
Well, this is going to be much more tame.
All right.
I'm switching gears.
Thank you.
But Kathy should be here because her mom would be all over this. She's a figure, too.
No.
Only for medicinal purposes.
Using sunscreen. Okay, so a study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association finds that the chemical oxybenzone, which absorbs UVA and UVB rays, gets absorbed in our blood in concentrations up to 419 times higher than what is considered safe. It's absorbed through your skin. Kathy's mom has been saying this for years. I don't know if she says it about oxybenzone, but she's like, you're spraying it all over yourself. It hasn't been tested enough, and your body's absorbing it, and it's bad for you. And Kathy will absolutely concur with that.
So they always tell you to wear sunblock. I do. I wear sunblock every day.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, and I...
What are you going
to
do?
I'll take the risk with this as opposed to skin cancer. You know, because... And my dermatologist, I mean, he absolutely pushes... the sunscreen thing all the time. I go for a yearly visit, and he checks on me. I'm kind of fair complected. He's
same
like,
here.
Sunscreen, 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 whatever you do,
I
make sure you wear it.
I
you have the vitiligo, so that exposes your skin even more.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I put sunblock on my ginger before I insert it.
I wear the UV shirts. And
so do I.
And so that will, because I spend a lot of time on the beach in the summer and a lot of time outside on the bike and stuff like that. So I wear UV shirts and then, you know, just sunblock my arms. And neck, and
I do the whole damn deal, yeah. And I use the Neutrogena, the Helioplex. But you know, listen, no matter what you're using, it's bad for you. It always turns out.
How long have I been talking about this?
My God,
1 minute, barely. Maybe.
Yep.
Dr. Mike's on the phone.
Oh, oh my God!
So he's a P1.
Nothing to say about figging.
Yeah. You know he's a P1. Yeah. We love him to death. From Fox 29 and Penn Medicine, our personal doctors. Mike Cerigliano, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, Dr. Mike.
You know, when I called in, they said, well, we're not talking about the oil stuff. I'm not talking about the oil. I'm talking about the sunscreen. This is a big, big deal.
Okay.
And I got to tell you, so it's oxybenzone and some of the chemicals that are in it's ubiquitous. It's everywhere, these sunscreens. And the FDA actually did a research study and published it yesterday, finding that these chemicals get absorbed into the body.
Mm.
They get into breast milk. They get into amniotic fluid. It's a real concern of mine. And basically, you need to use sunscreen. I want everyone to use sunscreen if they're out in the sun. But you have to use a blockade type of sunscreen like zinc oxide.
All right, so I use the Neutrogena with the Helioplex, the big deal, and I make, you know me, and I use the UV shirts and all that stuff. What is the bet? Because I'm going to use it. I use it every day, even if it's overcast and I'm out. I like to take protection. So what should I use to make sure that I'm thoroughly protected when I go out hiking?
Well, this morning when I went to the drugstore, I bought a Neutrogena. I bought two products. They have the kind that has the chemical in it that you don't want to use, oxybenzone, and then they also have the zinc oxide, and they have a sheer one. And with Susario this morning, I put it on, and it doesn't look like my gym teacher back in 1968, where he would put zinc on his nose, and he looked like he had white stuff.
I'm using the sheer then. I've been using that, so I guess I'm using the right one then.
Look on the back of the packaging and make sure it's got zinc oxide. And I think there's another product with titanium in it, but they are blockade type sunscreens. We don't know. I mean, the FDA basically has given the manufacturers until November to come up with safety data. And interestingly, my pediatrician has always recommended the zinc type products for our kids, because there has been some underlying little currents of concern about this. And so as far as I'm concerned, in my own professional opinion, people should use the zinc oxide if they want to be absolutely safe.
Don't
know whether it's going to be a problem.
Do they make it in the spray form? That's what I need.
Well, that's $1 million question. I you know, this all broke last night.
Yeah, of course.
And I went at 6 this morning to get the products. I at this point, I know they have a cream,
okay.
And it lathers into your skin, and it actually becomes clear. So it's sheer.
Okay.
But make sure that it's got the zinc oxide or the titanium blockade type product chemical in it. So it's
all
not
right.
Absorbed.
All good. Thank you. We got to take a break, unfortunately, Dr. Mike. But we appreciate the heads up, sir. Okay.
Love you guys.
Love you, Dr. Mike. All right. Yeah, so I need the spray on stuff, because putting that stuff on takes 20 minutes.
So
it takes forever.
Yeah.
Marissa?
A quick search shows that some of like the fancier ones that you can order online have the zinc, but also some of the like over-the-counter ones you'll find at your box store. So just do a quick Google search and you'll be able to, or a Bing search and you'll be able to find.
But do they have the spray?
Yes.
They do? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah,
right.
Wherever
with
ginger is sold.
With zinc.
Wherever ginger is sold today. All right, for your figging needs. Fig and spray yourself, man.
My figging man says I should use zinc.
Get the whole Preston and Steve show or the Bizarre Files podcast at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.